The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
All righty. We got a fun uncensored show for you.
That's
fuck yeah,
right.
We do.
We got some funny things. We've got some maddening things. We've got some puzzling things.
Can't you wait to get some goddamn Krispy Kremes?
Hey, you're fucking jonesing over here, bro.
If you just listened to the last show, the Friday episode, and you're like, what the hell's going on? I'll pull back the curtain. We recorded all three shows on Tuesday night. So this show is 6 days old, so sorry if the information's a little dated. It's still a free show. Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah. Exactly. Lighten up.
Coming up on the show today, we got a British burger raid. Plus, someone in Arizona learns the hard way you don't drink and drive.
Oops.
And Bow Wow says something that just might piss off Kareem.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. There's no Lil to Bow Wow, so maybe he should know better.
Mm-hmm.
At this point.
Little dumbass. That's his new name.
But first of all, my question is, why is anybody talking to him? Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why is anybody talking to Bow Wow?
Oh, probably because they go, hey, a black guy.
Yes.
And he went, hold on, not so fast.
And his dad does have millions upon millions of dollars, right? And
man. Yeah. Yeah, the struggle for him not as real as one might think.
No.
He has a different struggle.
Very much so.
Although, I can't judge. So, Kareem, you're going to have to judge for us.
He's a little dumbass. Even his grandma called him a little dumbass.
Before we get to the airing of the grievances, I want to share this story. If you haven't heard, Draymond Green of the U.S. Olympic team and the Golden State Warriors, he's had a long summer of cock and balls related controversy. He needs Stephen Adams in the dick. He swiped at LeBron's dick. And he acted like a dick. Well, that continues unabated. Amidst pictures of Melo sleeping in general Team USA shenanigans, an artfully crafted dick pic showed up on his Snapchat.
Oops.
Before swiftly being deleted. Oh, yes. The snap simply a picture of an erect penis. This is what Deadspin said it looked like. They superimposed Draymond over his own penis pic.
Holy, that thing is huge.
Well, it's 6'10" tall, apparently. If you need to see the dong in its full glory, Twitter is the place to go. Yep, it's someone named Ball God on Twitter. Because of course it is. It's a. Hold on, I'll. Well, you know what? You need to see. There you go, Jason. You were commenting on it. Here you go, Jason. There you go. There it is.
No, it's not that big. I don't know what I was talking about, but
he's apologized for sending out the inappropriate photo on Snapchat, said the pic was meant to be private, but he hit the wrong button. So he used the same defense as that Playboy girl who Snapchatted out a picture of some stranger in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to use Snapchat, learn which one is the private message and which one is the published to your story.
Yeah, but they won't make that adjustment to Snapchat anytime soon. Get too much press with it.
He said, we're all one click away from placing something in the wrong place, and I suffered from that this morning.
Oh, that sounds like Jason's. That used to be your motto, didn't it, Jason?
Oh, man. Some of the girls I used to get hooked up with, for real.
Also, during a shoot-around, DeMarcus Cousins was basically mocking him. Draymond was off on the side being interviewed, and DeMarcus was sort of mockingly showing how Draymond would have taken his photo. So there was some ball busting on that end. So yeah, nice job. But it's not all downside for Draymond Green, and not downside and embarrassment, of course, because you know, when you put it out there to the internet, someone is going to like it. He ran it up the flagpole, and Vivid Entertainment has saluted. They have offered $100,000. The honcho Stephen Hirsch fired off a letter to Draymond saying he saw the dong selfie and believes the perfect centerpiece for his new celeb sex tape. Here's the deal. We'll give you $100,000 to star in a porn film called Drayzilla. You call all the shots, you pick your co-stars, and set up the scene however you want. Hirsch adamantly believes the tape can really make history. It may seem like a cheap publicity stunt. He's the go-to guy for celeb porn. He's worked with Kim Kardashian, China, Kendra Wilkinson, Pamela Anderson, and more. So I'm guessing since he has a multi-million dollar contract in the NBA, the $100,000 porn offer, gonna have to wait.
Wait, yeah.
This is Hirsch's spiel. Like, this is what Hirsch always does, though.
Oh, yeah. It's just a way to go, hey, Vivid Entertainment, Vivid Entertainment, porn.
Hirsch always does this.
Porn, because you can't find porn anywhere else.
Yeah.
Thank goodness he came up with that.
Don't you have to pay for it up there?
What's that? With Vivid?
On Vivid? You know, there's ways around everything, Kareem.
I don't even know how they make money in the porn industry anymore, man.
They make a lot of money in the porn industry.
I know. I don't know how. It just must be by selling spam, like, I mean, on their web pages.
That's not malware. Spam.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Oh, it's time for that, is it?
Oh, fuck.
All right, Jason. We were talking before we started recording the shows, and you had a specific grievance.
Oh, man. Like, here's the thing is, first, I want to start this off with, I love you, Keith. You're my brother, and I would never, ever, ever, I love you. I just want you to know that. And I'm dealing with your selection and your choice, and I don't want you to alter your choice with my coming rant. But what the fuck, dude? What the fuck? The one thing that I told you about the wedding, like about the easiest and best part of the wedding, was getting your tuxedo from Men's Warehouse, which it is the easiest fucking place to deal with because there's at least one within 45 minutes of everybody in the world. And instead, you pick a place in Manteca, which is a 45-minute drive for you, an hour and a half drive for me through shit and hell. Like, really, driving from Sacramento to Manteca is literally a drive through hell in the summer and shit because it smells like shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm really like, what the fuck, dude? Like, there's no way that they could be giving you a deal. If they're giving me a discount because you mentioned that they're giving us a discount, if it's more than $150, then it's not a fucking discount. And I would rather pay $150 or more if you would have just gotten it from fucking Men's Warehouse. And you would have gotten yours for free. And everybody would have been able to get measured. Now I'm going to have to drive to Manteca not once, but fucking twice. And then I'm going to have to return the fucking... God damn it. What the fuck? Why did you choose Men's Warehouse? Because Men's Warehouse is right here.
It's everywhere.
What the fuck?
So two round trips to Manteca? Or three?
Want
to talk about returning,
possibly four. And what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Like, why would you pick some fucking place like this? I don't give a fuck what the reason. Like, there's no good reason. Even if they give you a discount, brother Keith, even if they gave you a discount, like, or they're charging the same exact price, like, fuck you. It's still too much. Like, it should have been less. Like, I can't. I'm so upset about it. It's so ridiculous. Like,
last goddamn time, I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
Thank you very much, Casey. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe when he went to look there was a dude with his dick out in the window of the shop.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Pennsylvania and Manteca.
I don't know what the fuck. And I don't know why he had this lapse in judgment, like, and made this decision. Like, there's no reason. Like, and this is the thing is, he listens to my advice a lot of the time. And, like, and he looks up to me as his older brother. And this is one of those things that, like, I really should have, I feel like I also failed as a brother right now because he didn't go to fucking Men's Warehouse. Why would you not go to Men's Warehouse and get your fucking tuxedos for your wedding? It does not make any fucking sense. Like, unless you're going to do something like Daniel did, where he worked at JCPenney, gave everybody a huge discount, and they got to keep the nicer clothes that they got. Like, that makes sense. And they only spent, like, $120. Okay, I get that. That makes sense. But it's another fucking place. That's another fucking place. We just should have used Men's Warehouse. Fuck.
That's a tough one to follow. Anything bugging you, Kareem?
I think he took all the rant out of me.
It's a tough follow, that one. Yeah, not gonna lie.
Oh man,
I do totally understand. Yes. I, as someone who is in the tux shopping mode right now.
Yeah, and somebody that's had to go through it, and Kareem's had to go through it before, and you've had to go. Like, all, you guys, what would you say is the number one thing you would recommend to any groom that's getting married?
Men's Warehouse.
Elope. No. Yeah, Men's Warehouse is super easy, especially if you have people coming from different places. And it's just really, well, I had, as I've mentioned before, been married before. The last time we got married in New York, but we were living here in Sacramento. So I got measured in Sacramento. My groomsmen were living in various places in New York. They got measured at their local Men's Warehouse. And they got to choose, do you want to pick up the tux at your local Men's Warehouse? Or do you want to do like I did and have it and pick it up at the one that's closest to the wedding venue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had people get, for my wedding, we had people get them in Long Island. Mm-hmm. What's right out, Chameau, the town that's right outside, where it starts with a W, Watertown?
Yes.
Watertown Men's Warehouse. The Stone Ridge Mall Men's Warehouse in Pleasanton, the Folsom one, like I had people get them at all these, like one in La Mesa, even though my dad was in San Diego, he went to La Mesa and didn't go. I mean, like everybody had the bill, like everybody picked it up, like, and then it was also like the day before everybody went and got measured, you know, before the wedding. And it was kind of like a big, it was a great way to meet every, like get together and do something as all the men, you know, anyhow. I'm so oh my God. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I love him and I couldn't say anything to him. I could not just take, what the fuck did you do, Keith? Like, you need to change this now. Like, I feel like I want to tell him, you need to fucking change this now. And I can't because it's his wedding. Like, you know, I mean, I can't tell him, but I want to fucking tell him, what the fuck?
All right, let's call Keith now. No.
We could
do the unburdening.
The unburdening.
Keith, your brother Jason has some words for you. let's just play it back for him.
Man, I
have a bit of a grievance, and my grievance is with my own scruples.
Uh-oh.
I hate scruples because scruples ruin fun. As you might have heard in the shows last week, went to Twin Peaks, the new restaurant in Sacramento, where there were a bunch of lovely young ladies working as hostesses and waitresses there, dressed in very attractive outfits with bare midriffs and short shorts. And they're all very attractive. But my scruples went, those girls are really young. Those girls, not only that, those girls, I mean, if you had started having kids at a reasonable age, those girls could be your daughter.
Yeah.
Fuck you, scruples. Why are you ruining my good time? Fucking scruples.
I have not got to that place yet. Thank you.
Oh, man.
I mean, not that I didn't enjoy it, but it was, you know,
You can't enjoy it as much.
No. Yeah. No. No.
Yeah. No, I get it.
God, like, damn it.
I had to stop looking at the, like, certain types of porn on the internet because, like,
I haven't gotten there yet. Let's not go crazy.
No, I can't do it.
Have you upped it so you're just going to, like, only MILF porn at this point?
Yeah. It's funny. Like, even now, sometimes when I see MILF porn, I'm like, how old is she?
Well, here's the thing. MILF porn starts at 30.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's girls my age. All right.
And younger.
I think you may have watched too much porn.
Possibly.
Is that really possible?
I think he's got to To where he's watched so much porn that he is judging porn.
Well, here's the thing: is like sometimes when you're looking at it, it's like this. You're like, I don't know if the girl looks too young, man. It really just makes me feel really awkward and weird, and I don't.
Yeah, and I've seen occasionally where there's a chick who looks. I mean, she's like 18 or 20,
yeah,
and they really play it up to make her look even younger.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is like you think about some of this shit that they used to do back in the day. Like you looked at the Gong Show, and they would have the two girls come out with the pigtails and eat popsicles. What was it? The Rocket Pops. They come out there and eat Rocket Pops and short shorts, pigtails, and like a tank top, and that was okay, and like it was
good
definitely
family television.
Good family television. Yeah,
something for everybody. That was the part. That was the part for Dad.
Yeah, that was the part for Dad. Oh man.
So Kareem, you got nothing?
I'm gonna do a slight rant, and I've ranted about these people before.
Uh-oh.
Hypocristians.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So I believe what I believe. I'll state that and leave that there. But if you are supposed to be a Christian and you're doing everything that you want to do, then you're probably not holding up to the principles of Christianity. It's like you can't say that I'm a Christian and you out smoking weed, you out chasing women.
Well, you can be smoking weed. There's nothing that says you can't do that, but chasing women, that's a different story.
Chasing women, not taking care of your kids.
Or men.
Or men, yeah. Not taking care of your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just one of my things was I don't claim nothing because then I can't say that I'm going against anything.
Right.
Slight one. And then this motherfucker that Jason just put on, that Nate just put on the screen.
The rapper Shad Bow Wow Moss has gotten some scrutiny from Twitter users after implying that he can't relate to civil rights matters because he's of mixed race. It all began shortly after Bow Wow stepped into the political arena expressing his frustration with the candidates for the upcoming presidential election and letting people know, I stay out of it, I don't do politics. Saying, I don't really care because after I learned what I learned about politics, I just stayed away. Let down. And that all world leaders are controlled by an upper power that no one knows about. I can't rock with it. It's called money. Money is the upper power that they're controlled by.
Yes. And after he get pulled over by some cop who don't know who the fuck he is, we'll see how he feels when he gets his ass whooped by a police officer.
Now, a user on Twitter pointed out that he should in fact care because his ancestors died to give him and black people nationwide the right to vote. However, what that user and perhaps no other person on the internet knew at the time is that Bow Wow doesn't feel as though his ancestors helped with such civil rights acts because his ancestors were neither fully black, if that's such a thing, nor specifically in Selma. Saying, man, I only believe what my eyes see. I'm mixed. I don't know what my ancestors was doing. I only know what I see. And yeah, I seen Selma. Was I related to anyone? No. I'm saying my ma's side of the family is not black. Heritage different.
Negro, please.
Isn't his dad, what's his name?
His dad is black.
Yeah, his dad is, the guy?
Isn't it Master P?
Master P, yeah.
No.
That's,
no.
No?
No. He's put a picture up of his dad. His dad's black. His dad is light skinned, but he's still black. His father's mother was even like, we are black. So I'm tired of these new Negroes who act like
Jason cares more about this than this guy does.
Yeah. Who act like just because it's the 21st. We're in 2016.
Yes.
And because they're not lynching people, that we have overcome. Like, no.
He's overcome.
He's, yeah. He,
He's doing fine.
His mother should have swallowed him.
I'm sorry. I was getting him mixed up with Little Romeo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That dude is black as hell.
The
police are not pulling him over and like, oh, you're one of us. No, they're pulling him over and pulling him out of the car and beating his ass.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then there's pictures of his parents. Anyway.
Yes. Little Dumbass. That is his new nickname.
Yeah. He there's a whole bunch about it. It's on NBC News. NBC, don't you have anything better than this?
Is Little My Mama Should Have Swallowed Me.
By the way, it's on Twitter, it's NBC Black, which I didn't know was a thing. Oh, or on Facebook, it was NBC Black. I'm like, NBC Black? Twitter. What?
Oh, man. This, man, like, get the fuck out of here. With that dumb shit.
Oh, man, I forgot about the other rant that I wanted to do. God damn it.
He none of his relatives were in Selma. Oh, it was like the black people that marched in Selma were the only black people in the civil rights movement. Like, and there were white people that participated too.
He meant he saw the movie.
Yeah, he is a fucking idiot.
Well, Jason, your other rant.
I'll try to do it real quickly. But I saw the Zika virus, man.
His
like,
mama,
oh man, like it, like they hit Florida, right? They're saying that people are getting infected by it. Well, yes. When we went to the doctors, my wife and I went to the doctors for our baby on Friday, and everything's looking good. One of the things they give out now is about the Zika virus, and it says not to have sex with your, not to have sex. Like, it says not to have sex if you're pregnant because of the Zika virus. What the fuck?
You got Zika virus?
No, I don't got it. But I'm saying, like, it says, but I don't got it. I definitely don't got it. I know I don't.
Can't be too safe.
But it says, don't have sex. And my wife, she laughed and she pointed at it. She thought it was the most hilarious thing.
Jason's got the whole world in his hands.
Oh, my God.
I was like,
what the fuck? And I asked the doctor about it. And the doctor's like, yeah, no, that's what we're recommending because it's hit landfall in the United States. And I was like, this is not good. And then she's like, well, you can use condoms still. I was like, that's not why I got married.
Your wife look at you like,
he's
what?
Not putting the horse back in the barn.
Yeah, no. Sorry, that ain't happening.
Tell her it's not like I can get pregnant again.
All right. Now, for the second time in a month, the tasty pizza rolls have figured in a police arrest.
This, why wouldn't they?
This time, cops in Norwalk, Ohio, busted Travis Vattarella, who's 21, on an aggravated menacing charge following a confrontation in his apartment. According to the police department report, he pulled a sword on Tristan Miesenberg, a former roommate who had returned to the residence to retrieve some of his belongings. Miesenberg told cops that after arriving at the darkened apartment with his girlfriend, they began gathering up his items. He said, as soon as I grabbed my bag of pizza rolls, Vattarella came out of nowhere from around the corner with a 3-foot sword.
Wow.
Now, with a weapon in his hands, he claimed ownership of the frozen treats and demanded that Miesenberg, and I quote, leave his fucking pizza rolls alone. That's before things got stabby. Miesenberg and his girlfriend fled the apartment and dialed 911. Responding officers noted that the couple was visibly shaken as they recounted their confrontation. The officers subsequently arrested Vattarella and seized 4 edged weapons from his bedroom closet, including a 6-foot samurai sword, a machete, and the sword he was holding when he confronted Miesenberg. He was charged with aggravated menacing, a misdemeanor, and booked into the Huron County Jail, for which he was later released on bond. Miesenberg and his girlfriend both secured temporary protection orders against him. He's a registered sex offender, oopsie, due to a 2015 felony conviction for providing obscene material to a 13-year-old girl he met online. Don't send dick pics to 13-year-old girls.
No, that is not okay.
Or any girls. They don't want your dick pic unless they ask. And if they ask, it's an undercover guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Better she wants to make fun of you.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Back on the 4th of July, a North Carolina couple was arrested for assault after a domestic dispute included the pair throwing pizza rolls at each other. That was a story we also covered here on the show.
What? I mean, like, here's the thing is, like, I'm so glad that I waited until the end of that article to say anything, because I was going to say something about, you know, how it could be the other guy, and, like, you know, he could have been an asshole roommate, and he coming back after hours trying to take his shit, because why did he get kicked out? But then you have to, at the very end of it, like, say that he was a sex offender. I'm like, all right, good. He deserves to be arrested then, asshole. So,
well, he threatened him with a sword too.
But it was in his own house, and the guy was like, you know, had been kicked out or something.
He was moving out, and he came and got his pizza rolls.
Yeah. Oh man.
Meanwhile, there's some video. I can't find it right now because they took down the link. A video posted of the arrest of a barefoot man on a hot asphalt in the Phoenix area has been drawing attention online. Mark Cordell LeBeau faces charges of resisting arrest and driving under the influence. A DPS spokesman said LeBeau was stopped on a Monday afternoon for going 95 and a 65. LeBeau was compliant at first, but then things quickly went downhill. He pulled away and started pushing our officer. That's when our officer had to use force and take control of him and bring him into custody. A cell phone video of the incident showed LeBeau, who's 34, struggling with the trooper and yelping in apparent pain all the while. He begged the officer to take him off the asphalt because it was burning his bare feet and abdomen. The trooper had tried to get him to stand or roll onto his belly to be handcuffed. The two passing motorists helped get LeBeau under control and into the highway patrol vehicle. Said, "We did not want to fight Mr. LeBeau. However, we had a job to do. We had to ensure that he didn't hurt himself and he didn't hurt our trooper." let me see if I can find this. The audio, if I can find this, the audio is fantastic. Phoenix burned. That's a terrible search. Oh, okay. Let's see if this is the audio. I found another news story. Oh, apparently he didn't have to end up there, according to police. Let's see if we the story will load. The audio is really worth hearing because
it's hot. This is so hot.
This video is now getting a lot of attention, and you could see there a highway patrol trooper trying to arrest a man on the 202 freeway yesterday afternoon. That man in the video there you see is screaming that the asphalt is too hot.
We have team coverage. We begin with William Pitts, who spoke to the man in that video. And Will, what did he have to say?
Well, Mark LeBeau says he only wanted to get his shoes and not be on the hot asphalt. But DPS says he wasn't obeying the trooper's commands and he was resisting arrest. Now, the video of LeBeau's arrest starts after he's already been taken to the ground. He's screaming that it's hot. DPS says it took two bystanders helping the trooper to get LeBeau into handcuffs. Now, LeBeau says the trooper overreacted. DPS says LeBeau's the one who decided they were going to fight.
I was never resisting him. I was just trying to position my stomach off of the pavement. I can kind of see how he can't interpret his fighting because, again, I said I was trying to lift myself up off the pavement to distribute the burns, basically.
If we lose a fight, the problem that causes is now we have an escalation of force. Now we have either they're getting in the car and running, and now we're in a pursuit where more innocent people are at risk.
The DPS says it is unique to Arizona that the ground can burn you, but that's not really something they can take into account.
It's not unique. It would happen here, too.
Yeah.
Where it's last week, you would have burned yourself. Oh, Nevada?
Yeah.
Palm Springs?
Death Valley?
It's unique to Arizona. Shut up.
Like, couldn't you just bleed this ass up against the car and handcuff him there?
Places in L.A., too, where it would be that hot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe wear shoes and a shirt when you're driving.
That is...
Specifically shoes.
Yeah.
Don't be driving barefoot.
And you should be wearing a shirt unless you're at the beach.
He was wearing a tank top.
Oh, well, okay.
It was riding up on him.
Yeah, I mean, like, what the... Man, just cops, dude. Man, like, I get it in one sense, but at the same time, like... They need to understand. Oh, man.
I just popped up the next story. It's a great story. Let's just say on this side, is it a great thing the cops had to hold him down on the pavement? No, but that's why you don't resist.
Yeah.
And by the way, whitest stonerest guy in the world.
Like that. Just like the cop not understanding that it's, I mean, the cop should understand that it's really hot. Like, and
well, sure, he understood.
He didn't care. Yeah,
he would have been cuffed and up had he not been rolling around like that. I was lifting myself up. Yeah. And by the way, the supervisor said it best. He goes, "Look, if we lose a fight, then it escalates."
Yeah, true.
So they try not to lose fights because then they have to shoot a guy, and then there's a problem. That's what happens. Meanwhile, in Arkansas, a man accused of recording women in the shower tells officers that he intended to film himself urinating. The saddest looking ginger man with glasses in the world. He, you know what? He looks like a ginger Nick Pettigrew, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
A little bit. Hi, Nick. Jonesboro man accused of video voyeurism told police he intended to film himself urinating for a pornography website, and he had no plans of recording a woman as she showered during a visit to his house. His name's Jeffrey David Fortier. He's 23. He allowed the woman to take a shower at the house where his fiance also lived, but only after allowing him to use the bathroom first. When the woman came out of the shower, she found an iPad was leaning against the wall, positioned in a way to capture her undressing and leaving the bathroom. That's what she told the cops. She later confronted him about the video and deleted it in front of him. He acknowledged the video denied intentionally filming the woman, according to the authorities. During an interview, the man said he had set up the iPad earlier to film himself urinating for money as part of internet pornography, forgetting about the recording as he left in a hurry. Uh-huh.
Wow.
He was arrested at noon on a Tuesday. Spent the afternoon in jail before he was let loose. Well, at least he didn't try and hide it. Leaned it against the wall.
Yeah, that's a tough one, right?
It is. It really is. Meanwhile, in England, the staff at Byron Hamburger restaurants have told how the company trapped kitchen staff in an immigration sting by calling for a meeting about cooking burgers. In the first insider accounts of the swoop on foreign workers in one of Britain's most popular burger chains, one worker said they were summoned to a meeting about the dangers of medium and medium rare cooking of burgers, saying, "This was strange because we already had this training," said the worker, who's already been deported. A chef at a different branch of the central London said they were told the meeting was about a new burger recipe. The targeting of staff at a dozen Byron restaurants in London was part of a carefully planned intelligence-led raid by the Home Office, which, according to insiders, involved between four and a dozen officers at each branch. One of the kitchen staff said she arrived for a meeting at 9:30 a.m., but within minutes, four immigration officers burst in the building. They said, "Nobody move, we're immigration. Stay where you are." And then they started calling out names and took the people they were looking for aside. The officers then questioned people over several hours. "I feel really sad about this. Everyone's hysterical about immigration. It feels like it must have been in the 30s or something," said a worker who, like all the staff the Guardian spoke to, requested anonymity. Another witness said front of house staff were not told what was going on. "I arrived for work about 10:30 a.m. to open a restaurant as a waiter. I was welcomed by about 15 immigration officers talking to my colleagues. Actually, we're treated well by the officers, although I did hear one officer say, 'I can't wait for them waiters to come in so I can pounce on them.' This absolutely disgusted me, as if he wasn't even a person." Another staff member told how one worker was taken away in handcuffs after objecting to his arrest. Well, that'll happen. The Home Office, that sounds sinister, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Home Office has confirmed that 35 nationals from Brazil, Nepal, Egypt, and Albania were among those arrested following the raid, which took place across London. The government has not confirmed how many were deported, but one chef interviewed by The Guardian said around 20 were taken to the first holding point after the raid. They had a list of names and some photos, which presumably they got from human resources in the head office. So apparently this is one of those deals where they went to the business and said, "We know you've been hiring illegals. Either you cooperate with us or we're going to come down on you hard."
Yeah, and F that, man. Like, F that. They are part of the problem and should be fined heavily.
They are absolutely part of the problem. Don't hire illegals.
Like, that's all I could say to anybody and anything. Like, if you really, like, have issues with it, like, you should not be supporting any business that supports illegals. If you're really that, like, any of those Trump supporters, any of these people mm-hmm. that are, then
you, the people that are going to hire them.
Right.
This is the craziest shit about that. That could have been my rant if we would start talking about it earlier. This is the craziest shit about the Trump supporters. Those are the people that would hire the illegal immigrants. This motherfucker just brought in, I think it was like 180 people to work at Mar-a-Lago. Instead of hiring American people.
Right. Because they're cheap.
Because they're cheap, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he literally just did that. And these motherfuckers are going to the rallies and, like, he's like, no, You know who these people are that support Trump? There are people that are still mad that they couldn't own fucking slaves. That's who they are.
Yeah.
That's who they are.
Yeah.
There are people that are still mad, God damn it, that they got rid of slavery before I could get some.
You know, I wouldn't want to maintain slave quarters. Seems like too much of a hassle to me.
I don't think you really had to worry about it, though. I don't know how many slave owners actually really cared about this.
I'm just saying, it seems like a hassle.
Yes.
It seems like a hassle to
me. These are those people. Those are the people that are still mad because they could...
Yeah, I personally would never own slaves. Too much of a hassle.
Yes.
I mean, owning pets is enough.
Yes.
Can you imagine a human being? They require a lot more.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
And you could go to jail for harming your slave, not because he was a person, but because he was property and you destroyed some property.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you weren't the owner. If you're the owner, like if you're one that...
No,
that
if you
him.
Were the owner too.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually the owner had a mortgage out on the slave.
Right.
I see.
Yeah, they didn't just walk in there with free money to buy slaves. They had a lien on them.
Yes.
Come on, man. If you're going to have that much white guilt, at least understand.
At least understand that. My boy who does the guy, Milton Bowens, who the artist that I work with, he in all of his work, you can see slave insurance policies in the work.
Oh, I know they have policies. I know
yes,
they had policies.
They are there for you to see to remind
They're
you.
They're chattel, right?
Yes. Yeah. That is the problem.
Slavery is bad, by the way. Just for the record.
I wouldn't want to be a person that had an employee. You know what I mean? Like even if you had to have,
that's the other part of it is these are people who you wouldn't want to fucking work for because they want to be able to fuck over their employees.
Yes. Yeah. No, these are the people that are like, well, shit, you know, I can pay them. If I can pay them, you know, $11, $10, $7, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this thing up with this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
We're going to go to Champlain, New York, a tiny little hamlet not far from the Canadian border, where the Champlain Telephone Company, that's right, the town has their own little telephone company still, they're going to hold their annual Customer Appreciation Day and fundraiser for local food shelves on August 13th from 9 to 2. Customer Appreciation Day will be held in conjunction with the Champlain Townwide Garage Sale and Champlain Village Fest. That's right, a townwide garage sale. It's not a very big town. Employees of the Champlain Telephone have generously donated gently used garage sale items and will participate in the townwide sale on August 13th.
Hmm.
All proceeds will be split evenly between the food shelves located in the Champlain Telephone Service Area. For a full schedule of events, visit facebook.com/Champlain Telephone Company. For more information, you can call them, because they're the phone company, at 298-2411. It's just the 7, because there's only one area code.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because it's small town news.
One of the things I used to love doing as a kid, I used to like making prank calls, you know, prank phone calls.
Of course you did.
But one of the things I did that I always thought was really nice is when I was up late with my friends and stuff like that on like Christmas Eve or whatnot, I would call the operator or 411 and just wish the people happy holidays, Merry Christmas, or Happy Thanksgiving, like at midnight. Hey, I know you're just out there alone and, you know, not with your family, so Merry Christmas. Hope you have a good Christmas.
Wow.
I know, right? Isn't that nice?
That is the lamest prank call ever.
Yeah, but it's a nice prank call. It's like, you know, it, hopefully I brought a smile to somebody's face. Just like we brought smiles to thousands of people's face.
Smile to your face.
With this podcast.
Yes. So that's going to do it for the uncensored episode, motherfuckers. Thanks for listening. Of course, the radio-friendly one will be back on Wednesday. We'll be joined by Mel Gelbart, who I'm sure has stories of very strange and devious things she's been up to.
Many, I'm sure.
She's got a lot going on. Until then, why not? It's Rick Springfield on the Nate Darling Show. Bye!
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.